We are learning Masechtas Yumah Daf Ayin Gimel Amud Beis, and we are beginning four lines from the top. V'im hutzrach hadava l'shnayim, but sometimes it's pressed for time, and you have to ask both questions at once. It's an emergency. Then the Urim and Tumim will answer both questions. Shneimar, it says in the pasuk, a different time when David was running after an army. It says, "This is at war." Vayishal David b'Hashem leimar erdayif achrei agdud hazeh. Should I run after this army? Ha'asigenu, will I get to them, reach them? Vayoyim eloi, and the Urim and Tumim answered, "Redayif, run after them. Ki hasig tasig v'hatzal tatzal, and you will reach them." So you see, he asked two questions, he got two answers, and the reason is because here he was pressed for time and he didn't have a chance to separate the questions. Even though when a Navi says over a Gzera, sometimes it's not Makuyim. What's the case in point? By Yoina. Yoina said Nineveh will be destroyed, and Maisa, the Tshuva was not destroyed. Yoina was very upset about it, like in Mavuyin and Psukim. But there we see that Gzeres not like Chazeres, but Gzeres Yom Ratumim, nothing doing. Ain't a Chazeres. It's never Chazeres. Shenema, it says in the Pasuk, but Mishpat the Urim, just like Mishpat is Din, Din is not, does not change. And another Raya is, Lama Nikra Shema Urim Ratumim, why is it called Urim Ratumim? Urim is Lashon of lighting up. Shema Irim es Devreim. The words light up, which means it's mefarish its words, and we'll see how that happens exactly. Tumim means shmashlim es devreim. It's mekayim it. It's never wrong. It's always mekayim es devreim. It can never be chayzer. From time I can ask me what happened begivas biyamim. We know there's a story of plegesh begiva. There was a plegesh that was killed in by shevet biyamim, and the other shvatim were very upset about it. And so they go out to war against their own shevet biyamim, their own people, the biyamim. They go at war. And the first day they went out to war, they asked the Urim Tumim, should we go out to war? And the Urim Tumim said, yes. They went out to war, and a lot of people got killed. The next day again, they said, should we go out to war? He said, yeah, go out to war, and a lot of people got killed. And the third time they asked, should we go out, or should we not, or should we turn around? And there, the Urim Tumim answered, yeah, go out, and you're going to win. So the question is, the first two times they went out, they said the Urim was to go out to war, and look, there was tragedies. Everything the Urim Tumim says is Makuyim. From time, begivas us v'yamim, pein lama shlimu. Why wasn't it Makuyim? So my answer is like this: Heim shloi bichnu. They didn't ask if they're going to win or not. Im l'natzeach. If they're going to win, we're going to be won over. So therefore, they weren't answered that. They were just answered Alei, go up. But the third time they asked the question, the third day, Shebichnu, that they asked also if they're going to win, Heskimu. There, they were answered that they're going to win. Shnemau, Pinchas ben Elazar and Aranak, Oymed Lefanov, Biyamahim, Lemar, Ha'oisiv Eilatz Mechama, should we go out to Mechama, Im B'nei Biyamin Achi, Im Echtal, or should we not go out? And that was like a lotion of are we going to win or not? Ha'yem Hashem, Alu, Ki Mochar, Atenenu B'yadach, that, yes, go out to war because tomorrow I'm going to put them in your hands. And the Mepharshim speak out that the difference is that in the third question, Pinchas ben Elazar was with them with the question, and he knew how to ask the question of Urim Tumim. You need, it's more than just Urim Tumim. You have to have a Talmud Chacham to Fashtei how to ask the question. And he knew how to ask the question, am I going to win or not? And therefore, they got to answer, Machar Atena B'yadecha. Now, Ketzer Nasas, how does the Urim Tumim work? How does it answer questions? Rabbi Yechon Amar Berletas, that the Oisiyos pop out, but they don't come near each other. So you have to figure out, you see a bunch of letters are lighting up, you have to put them together. This is the Ayin, a Lamed, and a Yud popping out of, like, the Ayin from Shimon, or the Lamed from Levi, and the Hay from Yehuda shine. You know, you have to put them together. What does that mean? Alei. It means to go up the wall. Rosh Lakosh Amar Mitztarfais. They leave its spot and come together on the Choshen. Freidim Arakasha, how does these things work? But loik sivu tzadi. There's no tzadi in Reuben, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda. There's no tzadik. Also, there's no ches in Reuben, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda. And there's no kof that the goyin adds on. There's three things missing. No tzadi, no ches, no kof. So what's going on? How do you do that? And for the Gemara Ram Shura Yitzchak, Avram Yitzhak Yaakov Ksiv Sham. It says on the Choshen, Avram Yitzhak Yaakov. Where does it say Avram Yitzhak Yaakov, Moshe? So, the Rambam learns, it says it on top of Reuven's stone. It says Avram Yitzhak Yaakov. The Minchas Chinuch has a different mahalak where it says it, but that's the Rambam learns. It says it on top of Reuven's stone. Bring the Marakasha, looks at a test. You're still missing a test. You don't have a test anywhere in the Shvatim, and you don't have anywhere in Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov a test. On Rav Achav Yaakov, it says Shiftei Yeshurun Ksiv Sham. And according to the Rambam, it says it on the stone of Binyamin. Afterwards, a Shiftei Ka Grad that the Rambam says, not Yeshurun, and it's a parallel attack of why he changes it, because in the Rishalmi it says Shiftei Yisrael. And here it's a Shiftei Yeshurun. So it comes out, the Rambam is not like the Yeshalmi and not like the Babli. Like upon him, but it comes out on the Choshen as extra things. It has Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov, and it also has the Shiftei Yeshurun. Meisvei, Nesio Kasha. It says like this. Kol Koyin, this is a Kasha according to Rashi, on this halacha, that on this fact that Rav Shlokesh and Rav Yechanan say that it's Boiletes or Metzdarfes. So Meisvei, Kol Koyin She'inim Medav Ruach HaKodesh, V'shchina Shoreh Lov, any Koyin Gadol that doesn't have Ruach HaKodesh, doesn't have a Shechina being Shoyer on him, ain't Shoyer L'mbay. You don't ask him questions from the Urim and Tumim. Why? Where do you see that? Shrei Sha'al Tzadok, Tzadok Ba'al Salai. Because they asked Sha'al, they asked Tzadok HaKoyin, Koyin Gadol, a question from Urim and Tumim, and it worked out. If Yasa, they asked Ba'al Salai, that didn't work out, because they didn't have the Shechina Shoyer on him. Shenem, it's in the Pasuk regarding David, V'yalav Yasa Atoyim Kola'am, and it says in the pasuk there that David HaMelech tried to ask Avyasa a question, and it didn't work out, so he pointed a new Kohen Gadol, Tzadok HaKohen. That's what it says in the Pesukim. So what do you see? So you see that you have to have the a Kohen Gadol with Shechina Shoyer Alav. And the question is, if it's Baltos or Metzdarfos, you don't need any rocket scientist to figure this out. It says clearly what the answer on the Choshen. So if you have Yechon HaShlokesh, well, at least if he, Rashi learns the Kasha on both, that L'chaira, you don't need a rocket scientist, why need Shechina Shoyer Alav? Just read the Choshen. And for the Gemara, so you have a Seyeh Bahadayu. The Teretz is that the Kohen it helped together with Urim and Tumim. If the Kohen was kosher and it was Royu to have the Shechina on him, then it worked. But if not, it didn't work. It wasn't with Starfish or Baltois if he wasn't a Chosh of a Kohen Gadol. It's not Pshat, you need a special way to read it, because it didn't work if he wasn't a Chosh of a Kohen Gadol. So, Dr. Maravite, it says in the Mishnah, Ve'in Shoyel Melech Melech, only a Melech has a right to ask any questions from Urim and Tumim or any Tzarchei Klal, the Av Bezdin or Tzarchei Yisrael. How do we know? Because it says in the Pasuk, when the Pasuk in the Torah, that says that appoint Yeshua as the next melech, next king, after Moshe Rabbeinu. It says, "Afnei Allah Zakoi in Yamoid, you'll stand afnei Allah Zakoi." V'shaloi v'mishpat ha'urim afnei Hashem ha'piv yetsu ha'piv yevayu. Who, which means Yeshua, v'chol bnei Yisrael itoi v'chol ha'eda. So we darshin that since the pasuk says who v'chol Yisrael itoi v'chol ha'eda, who is the melech? That's the melech has a right to ask the question from Turim, which was Yeshua in those days. V'chol bnei Yisrael itoi is them Yeshua v'chama. Chol bnei Yisrael itoi, which means someone who goes together with Klal Yisrael l'machama, that's Yeshua l'machama. V'chol ha'eda zusa hajin. Those are the ones who are allowed to ask questions from the Urim and Tumim, is the Melech, the Yeshua l'machama, and the Sahajin. Hadron aloch ba'aloi kohen gadol b'lineda, for those that finished it. Now we're coming to the last parak of Masechta Yuma. Like Tosafot speaks out, to say the Masechta is the first seven prakim are about the Avodas Yom Kippurim, and the night of Yom Kippurim, and the whole day. It starts with the 7 days before Yom Kippurim, Shivas Yom Kippurim, then the night of Yom Kippurim, and the day of Yom Kippurim. And now we're going to do the Yom Kippurim Bizman HaZeh. The halachas of Yom Kippurim Bizman HaZeh and Bizman HaMikdash. The halachas of the Yechidim on Yom Kippur, the Issa V'Heta. Zok the Mishnah. Yom Kippurim is also about Achilo V'Shiyah. You're not allowed to eat or drink. There's five Inuyim. Achilo V'Shiyah are counted as one Inuy. You're not allowed to eat or drink. The second Inuy is Rechitza. You're not allowed to wash yourself. Uvesicha, you're not allowed to smear yourself with oils. Uvenilas Hassan, you're not allowed to wear shoes. With Tashra Mita, you're not allowed to have Tashra Mita. Vahamelech vahakala yirchitzos b'neim. A melech kala allowed to wash their face. Because a melech has to be nice, and a kala, within the first 30 days, to be mechav of her albayla, she could wash her face. Vahachaya, and a lady who gave birth, tinol Hassan, she's allowed to wear shoes because not she'll be cold. Her feet will be cold, and it's dangerous. Divrei Rabbi Eliezer. Bechamim oisim, bechamim hold all three, melech, kala, and chaya, all the things are awesome. Now, it's a big machlokes rishonim, are all five inuim deraisa, or only achilah v'shiyah is deraisa? So some want to bring a raya that it must be only achil of shi'ah is the raya. So other ones are the rabbanon. What's the raya? Because it says a melech va'akala can wash the face. If it's the raya, how can they wash the face? But the Ran has raya that has the raya, and he says that certain halachas, even the raya, are masru l'chachamim to decide what's the halacha. We find such idea by Chol HaMoed. Chol HaMoed, most of the Shulchan holds that is it the raya do melech and Chol HaMoed? Is it the raya? But still masru l'chachamim that they can certain times of mutter, like the Dava Avad's mutter and certain Shachir Rabba mutter and Chol HaMoed, certain things of mutter because masru l'chachamim. So here also the idea of Masru L'Chachamim, that's the Ran's Terence, but it's a very big discussion. We'll mention it as we go through the Perek, we'll mention when it comes up. But Zvachagas Rishayim, if it's the Raisa or the Rabbanon, the other Inuyim. But Achila V'Shia is definitely the Raisa, and definitely even if everything is the Raisa, Achila V'Shia is the only ones who Chayav Karas. So how much, what's the Shia of Chayav Karas? Ha'ichal K'Sevas Agasa, if someone eats like a fat fig, K'mayuk Rino, so like it and its pit, is Chayav Karas. And if he eats, drinks a cheekful, that's the shir, the ichayiv, for karas on shir. All oichlim are mitzdarfes to the shir, all food are mitzdarfes to the shir of the spig, and all different drinks are mitzdarfes. You drink wine and beer, it's mitzdarfes to the shir of my lugmav. But eating and drinking not mitzdarf to the shear of a fig by eating, and a shear of a maloy lugma of a cheekful for drinking, they don't achil and shear not mitzdarf. So the Gemara says osur ba'achil v'shia. It's mashma osur. Sounds like it's not. It's like nothing major. Osur onish karasu. It's not osur. It's chayev karas. So Amrav Ilo Amatayim Rav Yirmiya. You're right, good kasha. But in Nitzuchar, I'm just talking about El Chatzishir. I'm talking about Chatzishir, which is only Osir, it's not Chayav Karas. Chatzishir Mir, it means it's like half a fig of food. That's only Osir, but not Chayav Karas. Break the Gemara, Honich Lamadiyam Chatzishir Osir Matayra. It's good if it's Osir Matayra. So here it's Osir. El Lamadiyam Chatzishir Mut Matayra, and we thought it was Mut Lagamri. So then, Ma'ik Lameima, what are you going to say? Where do we have this machlek? It's the Itmar, Chatzishir. Rabbi Yechonam Osir Minatayra, because it's Osir Minatayra, Shaka Shama Mut Minatayra. Shaka says, Achati Shir is Mutter Minatayra. So, how do you Rabbi Yechonam that it's Osir Minatayra? We understand, it's not Chayev Karas because it's not a Shir. Valkapon, it's Osir Minatayra, like we'll see on tomorrow's daf. Why? But they don't understand why it says Osir. Elor Ashlokish, that holds that it's Mutter Minatayra, how can I say Osir? What's Pshat? If it's a Shir, it's Chayev Karas. If it's less than a Shir, it's Mutter. El Shlokish Ma'ik Lameima. And for the Gemara, Moida Rosh Lakish, the Asana Baron. Rosh Lakish is Moida that it's there's no chorus that's Mutter Minatayra, but it's Asr Midra Baron. So it comes out, we're learning right now, the Mishnah says Asr, we're going by Chatzishir, according to Rabbi Yechon, it's Asr Minatayra, according to Rosh Lakish, Asr Midra Baron. But don't say Chayev Chorus because we're talking about a half a shir, not the full shir. And Met Hashem, tomorrow we'll continue the discussion of Rabbi Yechon and Rosh Lakish by Chatzishir.